Welcome to episode 7 of the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. I am your host, Aaron Seitz, and in this episode, I'm going to provide my perspective of the return on investment that can be expected from the financial, time, and emotional investment parents make into youth sports. The statistical data is sobering. According to data released by the National Collegiate Athletic Association in April of this year, depending on the specific sport, for every 100 high school athletes, somewhere between 3 and 7 will become college athletes. Even more sobering is the fact that out of every 100 high school athletes, only 1 or 2 will receive an athletic scholarship of any kind, with even less receiving the coveted full-ride scholarship. I state these facts not to discourage the pursuit of a college scholarship. It is a worthy goal for an athlete and a game-changing result for families with what the cost of college is today. However, when you look at the facts, they highlight an important point. If our investment as parents into our children's youth sports journey is viewed primarily for the return of a scholarship, then we are setting ourselves up for a disappointment, and I think we're missing the bigger picture of what can be gained through sport. This is why the 7th and final commitment of the How to Be a High-Performing Sports Parent is, I will acknowledge that my investment in my athlete's sports journey is for him or her to gain life lessons, friendships, personal growth, competitive will, and lasting memories, not scholarships, awards, recognition, or in those rare cases, pro contracts. Every young athlete's time in sports is a personal journey, with each athlete experiencing ebbs and flows along the way. As I stated in an earlier podcast, our role as parents is to support and guide our athletes on this journey, while allowing them to take ownership of their own goals and dreams. If we as parents emphasize the pursuit of scholarships, awards, recognition, and even pro contracts, then we run the risk of adding a level of pressure on our athletes, and we lead them to be self-focused. However, if we place our emphasis on supporting and guiding our athletes to place their top priorities on striving to win, increasing competitive will, and competing with a team-first mindset, we open the door to allow them to gain life lessons, friendships, personal growth, and lasting memories to take away from their days in sports. If athletes carry the burden of undue parental pressure with a competitive temperament that is self-focused, the chance they will leave their playing days behind, feeling unfulfilled and without having gained long-term benefits from their sport, is high. Why? Because when a person is self-focused and under extra parental pressure, they miss the opportunity to engage with others on their team in a shared experience. That shared experience in sports is where athletes learn things like working with others, handling group conflict, handling success as well as failure, and building trust among a team. These are just some of the challenges faced in everyday life, and sports can provide the blueprint. I am convicted in my belief that approaching competition with a focus on striving to win, with a high level of competitive will, and a team-first mindset, will give athletes a fulfilling experience with life lessons and friendships, personal growth and memories, and many other benefits as that lasting return on investment that they will take from their days competing in sports. And for those athletes good enough to receive scholarships, college coaches will tell you they want athletes joining their programs that are relentlessly striving to win, that do have a strong competitive will, and are team-first minded. So parents, if we look at our return on investment based on this commitment, we better prepare both the elite athletes who are working towards and receiving scholarships and the greater majority of athletes, those who will not earn scholarships, can all take away a wealth of experiences that can positively influence the rest of their lives. Commitment number 7. I will acknowledge that my investment in my athlete's sports journey is for him or her to gain life lessons, friendships, personal growth, competitive will, and lasting memories. Not scholarships, awards, recognition, or pro contracts. And the immediate action that goes with this is allow your athlete to experience his or her own athletic journey. As a parent, focus on the long-term benefits gained through your athlete's participation in the competitive process. And let's be happy with that being the only return of investment that we truly know we're going to get. I hope you have found this series on how to be a high-performing sports parent informative and thought-provoking. As this podcast moves forward, I'm excited to let you know that I'll be presenting both my thoughts on various aspects and issues in youth sports, as well as bringing you interviews from people involved in the youth and high school sports scene. Thank you for joining me in this experience. Please subscribe to my podcast on one of the platforms where it is available. These include Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and my host platform, Anchor. If you believe in the influence of sports that it can have on the lives of our young athletes, please spread the word, as I am committed to helping make the youth and high school sports experience positive for all involved. I'm available to bring my message to groups of athletes, parents, youth sports organizations, schools, clubs, and anywhere and anyone else in which the message can make a positive impact. This includes willingness to do speaking engagements, workshops, and even customized events tailored to meet a group's needs. The best way to connect is as follows. I've got my website at www.#competitionmatters.com. There's an area at the bottom of each page where you can leave a message, and that message gets sent to me. And there's also links to my social media on the website. I'm on Facebook at Competition Matters. I'm on Twitter with my handle is at Aaron Leon Seitz with the number 1, and on Instagram at hashtag Competition Matters. So reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Love to talk and converse about what's going on in the world of youth sports. And again, would love to get in front of groups that could benefit from hearing the messages that I'm giving. So thank you again for listening to this podcast. I hope you continue to join me on this journey, and we'll look forward to going out and let's all go make competition matter.